more wins in a day.
Blog Talk Radio.
215-0 from 211-0 to 215-0 in one day. In one fucking day, I repeat. Who the fuck is Muhammad Ali? Who the fuck is Bruce Lee? Who the fuck is Mayweather Jr.? Who the fuck is Deontay Wilder? Who the fuck is Dejan Daniels? Who the fuck are these clowns? Charlie Zelenoff, number one pound for pound. Look at this shit, man. The Marine that I TKO'd even said, that's some heavy-duty shit, motherfucker. You fucking delusional fucks out there, man, that talked all that shit. Fucking Kelly Pavlik got punked, admitted that I would beat his ass. I'm going to play that shit, too. Listen to the sound of this punch. Like, remember when I hit that 180-0 boxer? I hit this guy with about the same power as a precision punch, but even my fucking precision punches are fucking powerful. Look at this shit. The only way you haters can beat U.S. Marines maybe in video games. And even in that, I doubt you can beat that. No, seriously, in video games, like, I don't know, Call of Duty or whatever, like, I don't know what. Video games, yeah, but I beat U.S. Marines in real life, so. Yeah, man, I'm the greatest of all time, man. 215 wins, 0 losses, 165 fucking knockouts. Over 200 title defenses, over 200 wins. Almost 200 knockouts, you know. 35 away, so. Yeah, man, that's it. I'm going to Russia to be with my super, super sexy, gorgeous, you know, flawless girlfriend, goddess. You know, I hope it works out, man. I don't want to hype anything up, you know, because I've had a lot of breakups after my divorce with Daria, and, you know, hopefully me and her stay together. You know, I talk to her every day, you know, we're. Look, every girl I get, I talk to every day. I just hope that, no, I'm going to meet this one, though. This one I'm going to meet in person, so I got a feeling. And if she told me to come, I'm going to get the ticket in a couple days, and that's it. And I'm going to go out there. But, man, I'm watching this fight right now. Fuck. Wow, that was a phenomenal punch. But, yeah, what I want to talk about is the whole thing. I'll start from scratch. So, the first, like I already said on Instagram, the first fight that I won yesterday, I go to Glendale, the same place where I beat Mario. That was like fight of the year, 2015. Fight of the year in general, not just UBF fight of the year. Better than any UFC fight, better than any fake staged box rank garbage. So, the place where I won my 200th fight, where I beat George Zakarin, I decided to come back there and get 212. You know, 211, I beat the fuck out of an Asian boxer. So, holy shit, I beat five guys in 3 days, four guys in 1 day. That is just unprecedented. That is just... Anyways, this Armenian dude, huge guy. I was right about to come up and challenge him, and then he just recognized me. He's like, oh, shit, Charlie's going off. Let me take some pictures of you. And... he starts taking foot on it. After I beat his ass, I was like, damn, should I feel guilty that I just beat up a fan? No, I don't care. I mean, even if he was a fan, we became enemies regardless. I mean, like, he asked his boy to take photos. You know, he's like, yo, it's the champ, Charlie Zelenoff, he beat Deontay Wilder. And so by him fighting back against me, that just goes to show that he thinks he can beat Deontay Wilder. So we took some photos, and then he started gesturing. Like, and I hate people who do gestures on me because I end up fucking those people up. He started throwing, like, you know, punches. Like, he started pulling back punches on me. I told him, chill out, bro. He wouldn't do it, and I hit him in the jaw. For real. And that's it. It just went, you know, the shit hit the fan. I hit him in the jaw. This motherfucker... I think he swung a couple times. He missed. And then he just ran. He rushed me, and he tackled me to the ground using all his 250 fucking pounds or 260 pounds. Huge, huge Armenian. Crazy huge Armenian dude. He takes me down, and I literally, like I said, he got in a mount. I was in a vulnerable position, and I beat the fuck out of this guy on my back. on my back, literally. Do you understand? I didn't submit. I'm a boxing champion. I'm not an MMA fighter, even though I would be one hell of an MMA fighter because of all my street fight experience, and because I'm the best striker in the world. I beat Gilles Wall, who was a UFC fighter, and I beat Deontay Wilder. But anyways, I hit this guy, this Armenian, once, twice, three to four. I mean, I hit him rapidly, nonstop. I don't know. It was a blitz. It was like bah, 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 bah. 10, 15 punches, approximately. I hit him in the head. In between, he started kneeing me like two or three times, and I would go bam 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 bam. He kneed me, and then I go bam 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 bam, and then I started hitting him in the kidneys, and then we got separated. I obliterated this guy, and then I even told him, I'm like, you got your ass beat, man. I was like, yeah, man. I rapid shots to the head, man. Because I knew when he took me down. I mean, I gotta hit him as many times as I can, you know, to at least win on points. You know what I mean? It's like, it's hard to knock. It's hard to win a fight. Period. To let alone knock somebody out when you're literally in guard position on the mount, when you're on the bottom and the other. Usually, okay, the position I was in yesterday, usually fighters get ground and pounded in that position, and I ended up beating the fuck out of him. That's how fucking great of a fighter I am. So if Dejan Daniels would ever try any kind of cheap shit against me again, believe me, he would be on the receiving end of some brutal fucking hooks that would knock him out. That's why when I recorded him talk to me, he didn't want to fight, just like Kelly Pavlik didn't want to fight. Pavlik, Dejan, Wilder, these guys, none of these pussies want to fight. That's why I go to gyms, beat up Marines, beat up other boxers, man. I have nothing to prove. I didn't have anything to prove before the legendary 4-1 day. That's how I'm going to... January 13th, literally, the nickname, like, you know how I nickname everybody and it sticks with them? January 13th, 2018, it should be called 4-1 day. 4 wins in one day. I mean, fuck. Who would have thought? These delusional haters, they're messing with my YouTube. My Twitter's not down. It's suspended for six days. I cursed out some mentally sick hater, you know. I said, I rubbed in when 215. I'm like, here you go, bitch. I'm like, what do you have to say now? The guy admitted he's a Marine. And, you know, now the excuse they're giving is, oh, but he was a Marine 35 years ago. It doesn't matter. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Once you go through that training, once you go to war, this is it. You're a soldier for life. So, and believe me, that guy even told me. He said that, you know, he's like, you're a world class. You're a world champion. He's like, yeah, but, like, besides you, I told him, I'm like, come on, okay, you lost to me, but what about all these other fighters in the gym? I bet you would beat their ass. And he agreed. He co-signed. He was like, yeah, I would. Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't have put on gloves if he didn't think he could beat me. Come on. And I tell everybody, let's fight. That the whole sparring has been exposed, and I told that this other soldier, fuck, I beat so many goddamn soldiers out of Peru. I told him, I said, no, I sparring, motherfucker. That's fine. He knew. Wow, four people in one day. I mean, I did it because, I mean, it always happens. I mean, I beat multiple people in a day. It happened fucking, I don't know, it happened a lot. It happens every year, multiple times a year. But I'm thinking, I got a gorgeous girlfriend waiting for me in Russia. And she told me, she's like, baby, I mean, what's more important to you, me or boxing? And I told her, you, baby, of course. So I thought, because I was supposed to fight in Riverside next week. And I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, instead of waiting for another double your W's, why not just get all these W's today? Tomorrow? Fuck tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. Today. I go to the gym, and I fucking smash four people in one day. Now, if that is not a legend, a boxing legend to you, a fighting legend to you, then you're seriously, I repeat, seriously wrong with you. Bruce Lee is a myth. Bruce Lee was more of an actor than he was a fighter. Yes, he was a fighter, but then he became an actor. His acting career it took over him. He was more of an actor than a fighter. I wish he was still alive because I would just obliterate Bruce Lee, man. Yeah, he was pretty. Was he fast? I don't know. His movies make him look fast. Maybe he was. He probably was. But was he as fast as me? No fucking way. Homie just texted me, say you're the greatest of all time. Yeah, so that's it, haters. You people are done, man. You can no longer accuse from now on. I don't have to get my opponents to say, "Hey, are you a boxer? Are you a Marine? Are you a Muay Thai champion? Are you?" I don't have to do that anymore after what I did yesterday. The guy came up to the camera and said he was a U.S. Marine. It doesn't matter if it was 35 years ago. The point is he was a fucking Marine. And another thing, he was a cop. I beat a Marine/cop. And the fact that I punched a cop yesterday during a boxing match goes to show that all my fights with gloves on are not assaults. You mentally sick, schizophrenic haters accuse me of assaults. Retards. The U.S. Marine that I beat was a cop. He was a Marine/cop. If that was an assault, he would have arrested me. But he didn't. He acknowledged that he lost. He acknowledged that I won. He gave me credit. We shook hands. And that's it. 215-0. And now I'm going to go make love to my girlfriend in Russia. Boxrec, you've been defeated. Kelly Pavlik, backed out. Jesse Garcia threatened my life. Backed out when shit got real and I said, let's do this, motherfucker. These mainstream pussies are terrified of me. Well, guess what? In Russia, they have a lot of mainstream fighters. I'm going to beat the fuck out of all. Hold on, man. I told my homie, I'm like, I'm on the air. Please stop texting me. He wants to come over and get drunk, man, because he's like, you're going to Russia. You're going to get married again. He's like, well, you know, I just want to come celebrate. I told him, please stop texting me. I'm on the air. I mean, there's not much to say, man. That left hook speaks for itself against the U.S. Marine. I beat 19 Marines, man. That was 19. But wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. 20. The guy before was a Marine. Oh, fuck. I beat 20 U.S. Marines. 20 U.S. Marines. The 214 was a Marine. 180 pounder. Yeah, holy shit, man. And the guy you've seen who made a video, the dude with the glasses, spiky hair, yeah, that dude, he was a 5-0 amateur boxer, cruiserweight. Yeah, I punched him in the jaw too, man, right in the train station. Yeah, I'm like, we started talking about boxing, you know, like, again, man, gesturing. No, but I was the one that was gesturing towards him, and I was trying to get him to fight, and I'm like, let's go, and we started, you know, bouncing around, and I just hit him. So I went on a rampage, man. You know, Kelly Pavlik bitched out a fight, man. Believe me, what's better, beating some washed up bum like Kelly Pavlik or beating two U.S. Marines, an undefeated boxer, and a very good street fighter all in a row? What's better, beating four fighters in one day or beating Kelly fucking Pavlik? You don't understand. I want to beat the fuck out of Kelly Pavlik. The reason why we had that argument on the phone, I got everybody's number. I got his number. I called him out. He backed out. He agreed, but then he backed out. The whole point of me, I want to beat Kelly Pavlik's ass because he gave my number out and because he's a mainstream guy, and I hate mainstream guys. You know, yeah, we don't have beef like with Mayweather, like Junior, Senior, with Wilder. You know, he is more cordial when he talks to me, but still, he's a mainstream guy. Those are the enemy. They are my enemies. I don't care what they – I don't care if they – listen. They are my enemies. There will never, ever be a truce between me and Boxrec. I will continue destroying them. I will continue punking them. I will continue hunting them down. In Russia, they have plenty of... They have a lot of, more real fighters, of course, but believe me, this guy, Sergey Kovalev, I'm sure he goes to Russia. If I see him there, I'm going to knock him the fuck out. This motherfucker, the guy that knocked Roy Jones Jr. out cold. This guy's horrible. Roy Jones just is a washed up glass jaw. Roy Jones is not washed up. He's just a glass jaw bum. Lebedev, I believe his name. Lebedev, yeah, Lebedev, the guy that knocked Roy Jones out cold in Russia. I would knock him out cold in Russia because I'm going to Russia to be with my baby. So, you haters, I mean, I said that I'm going to start the year with a bang. 6 wins in 13 days, man. 4 wins in 1 day. 5 wins in 3 days. Talk about a bang, 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 and another motherfucking bang, man. I'm the greatest, man. Number one pound for pound.